The Cloverdale Reporter reached out to all candidates running in the Cloverdale-Langley City federal by-election with a questionnaire allowing them to introduce themselves to voters. Candidates were all given the same questions, word counts, and deadlines. Below are the responses as received, with questions in bold, followed by candidate answers in their own words. And published in the order submitted. Candidate, Tamara Jansen, Conservative Party of Canada. Where do you live? Langley. One sentence bio. Former MP for Cloverdale-Langley City, community advocate, and passionate about building a brighter future. Why should you be elected? I have a proven track record as the MP for Cloverdale-Langley City, during which time I focused on bringing people together, listening to the concerns of families, and advocating for common sense policies. With first-hand experience in Ottawa, I understand how to navigate government systems to deliver results for our community. As a retiree, parent and grandparent, I share the concerns of families about rising taxes, housing affordability, and healthcare challenges. Under the leadership of our next Prime Minister, Pierre Poilievre, my compassionate approach and strong connection to our community will ensure that your voice is heard in Parliament as I work with our common-sense Conservative team to axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and stop the crime. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. Axe the tax. 2. Build the homes. 3. Stop the crime. Candidate, Pat McCutcheon, Green Party of Canada. Where do you live? Surrey, Cloverdale. One sentence bio. I am a retired professional engineer. I ran my own consulting business for 25 years offering design services to heavy equipment manufacturers. I have lived in Cloverdale for 23 years. Why should you be elected? The Liberals and the Conservatives have a solid track record of not delivering on issues such as the cost of living, healthcare, and climate change. In addition, their historic policies and decisions have resulted in unaffordable housing, an increase in homelessness, and the toxic drug tragedy. They have demonstrated, beyond any doubt, they do not have the solutions to reverse these trends. The Green Party of Canada is the only party that offers progressive, evidence-based solutions that will positively impact the lives of Canadians. The Liberals, NDP and Conservatives are not taking the threat of the climate crisis seriously. These parties have all registered their support for continued expansion of the oil and gas industry. This support is extremely dangerous in the context of record-breaking heatwaves, wildfires, droughts and flood events. The Green Party is the only party that takes climate change seriously and has policy to mitigate the damage. We believe future generations should not be forced to bear the cost of our inaction. If progressive, evidence-based solutions and real action on climate change are important to you, then vote for me on December 16. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. Solutions for high cost of living. 2. Affordable housing, healthcare. 3. Deal with climate change. Candidate, Vanessa Sharma, New Democratic Party of Canada. Where do you live? Right now, I live in Chilliwack, but I lived in Cloverdale-Langley City for 4 years. One sentence bio. I am the Equity Vice President at the Canadian Labour Congress, a union leader, and a passionate advocate for social justice, mental health, and workers' rights. Why should you be elected? The Liberals have delayed and disappointed people in Cloverdale-Langley City, letting so many down who trusted them with their vote. Families are working hard but struggling to keep up. New Democrats have secured dental care and tax relief, putting money back into people's pockets. In contrast, the Conservatives, led by Pierre Poilievre, plan to cut services and increase costs, putting further strain on working people. As a union leader, mental health advocate, and anti-racist activist, I bring a fresh, progressive voice to the table. I am passionate about human rights and advocating for peace and justice for Palestinians and Israelis. I am committed to being a tireless advocate for families, focusing on reducing the cost of living, improving health care and mental health support, and ensuring access to affordable housing. It would be an honor to represent Cloverdale Langley City, working every day to make life better for everyone. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. Affordable housing for families. 2. Accessible health care, mental health services. 3. Workers' rights. Candidate, Alex Joel, Libertarian Party of Canada. Where do you live? Township of Langley, Murrayville. 1 sentence bio. A Google search will call me a politician, but I'm more than that. Husband, father, coach, community volunteer, defender of liberty, and veteran of the electoral process. Why should you be elected? As a candidate for the Libertarian Party of Canada, I know we won't wield power directly, so, if elected, I'd serve all the residents of Cloverdale Langley in the legislature by leveraging opportunities with opposing MPs to move the needle towards more liberty. We will reform central banking to protect Canadians from losing purchasing power. If it feels like groceries cost more than 5 years ago, it is because the Bank of Canada added 40% more money into the economy, fueled by bad government fiscal policies that needed to be bailed out. Fractional reserve banking also allows the private banks to create money out of thin air, further impoverishing Canadians, and needs to end. We need to end all foreign entanglements and stop funding wars around the world. Canadian troops have a purpose, to defend our borders, not build empires. We would eliminate the income tax entirely. I will fight to legalize health care. All Canadians need the right to the best care they can obtain. I will be a staunch defender of firearms rights. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. Eliminate the income tax. 2. Reform central banking, end inflation. 3. Foreign affairs, stop funding wars. Candidate, Madison Fleischer, Liberal Party of Canada. Where do you live? I live in Langley, and have lived on both sides of the riding. 1 sentence bio. I am a local small business owner and a longtime community leader who has the knowledge, determination, and experience to build a better future for everyone in Cloverdale Langley City. Why should you be elected? I have deep roots in Cloverdale and Langley. I graduated from Trinity Western University with a degree in political science and moved on to earn my law degree with special interest in Indigenous rights and human rights law. I am a small business owner in our community, and I have been working for over a decade alongside various orders of government to deliver real results for families. Now, I'm ready to be your next Member of Parliament and bring your voice to Ottawa. As your next MP, I am going to work with the Liberal team to make life more affordable with a GST tax break for the next 2 months, strengthen our public health care system with dental care and pharmacare, get more homes built across BC, support seniors by guaranteeing a secure retirement, and build a safer community for everyone. I understand this community because I am part of this community, and I believe that together, we can grow our local economy and build a better future for everyone here in Cloverdale Langley City. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. Affordable housing for Canadians. 2. Strengthening our public health care system. 3. Keeping communities safe. Candidate, Ian Kennedy, People's Party of Canada. Where do you live? Surrey, Sullivan Heights. 1 sentence bio. I am passionate about helping people. There is no bigger place to help people other than as an MP. Why should you be elected? I am proud to be candidate for the People's Party of Canada, the only party with a platform that will make meaningful changes and make life better for all Canadians. I have lived in Surrey for most of my life and, just like most Canadians, work 9 to 5 trying to keep things going in an increasingly difficult time. I am committed to working hard to help Canadians achieve real change. The foundation of my platform, and my life, starts with the PPC's core principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, fairness and respect. I find that respect is lacking in today's parliament in all major political parties. These are the principles that have drawn many former NDP, Green, Conservative and Liberal supporters to the PPC as well as many who historically do not vote due to frustration with the status quo. I would love to bring these principles to Ottawa, working for the everyday Canadian that deserves better than what we have received from the major parties. Top 3 priority issues you would address if elected. 1. High cost of living. 2. Housing crisis. 3. Freedom of choice. Voters go to the polls. A by-election was officially called on Sunday, November 10, to elect a new MP for the riding. The election is set for Monday, December 16, with 4 days of advance polls running December 6, 7, 8, and 9. Cloverdale District Chamber of Commerce and the Surrey Board of Trade, SBOT, will co-host an all-candidates meeting December 2, at Five Star Catering, 5640 188th Street in Cloverdale. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with the event running from 6 to 7 p.m. The electoral district of Cloverdale-Langley City is about 60% Cloverdale, about 25% Langley, and about 12% Newton. The riding is about 60 square kilometers in size with a population of more than 130,000. As of November 10, there were 88,348 people on the electors list. According to a press release from Elections Canada, a riding election office was opened on November 10 at 6279 202nd Street in Langley. For info on how to vote, where to register, or anything else about the by-election, visit elections.ca.